Then later on, there will be introduction of the committee.
Lakwenza intetho yami yokufuna njengoba bekwethuba ndazise amalungu ekomiti ehamba nayo.
Thank you very much.
Ngoku.
Good morning, honorable members. Good morning, members of the public and all the stakeholders who have come here today to make submissions on the 2017 appropriation bill.
Molweni kusasanje bantu nonke nabo onke amalungu epalamente ndiyanibulisa size kuzobonisana ngalo mthetho uyilwa noko.
I wish to welcome all of you to this important public hearing where we will receive submissions and input from our stakeholders on the 2017
ukunamkela nonke apha kusasa nje apho sizawufumana amagalelo okanye oko nikuthethayo mayela nalo mthetho uyilwayo. Singamalungu asepalamente ajongene nale komiti yomthetho oyilwayo.
We were established in terms of the Money Bills Amendment Procedure and Effective Matters
Act. Sileko thina ngokuqiwa ngomthetho oyilwayo ongalabiwa lemali.
As you know, both
houses
have standing committees on
appropriation. Ufuneka kujikelezwe, ukhokelelwe ulwazi sibe nolwazi osinalo phambi kokuba kwindlu yowiso-mithetho kube unokuphunyezwa sibe ngumthetho opheleleyo.
So the question that you might be asking yourself now is, why are we here?
Nisenokubuza umbuzo olandelayo othi sekutheni na bethu sibe lapha namhlanje.
Parliament
court business, oversight function, public
participation, and
lawmaking. The parliament is a part of the law.
Today we are here
to consult with you, to allow you to engage with the
bill before us, and also to make your input on the bill before us.
Temba sila panamkaje, kuzukikana nabantu, amalunga eparlamenta kibane nabantu, yembono zabantu zizikwe, uba nubona njani
when we talk about a democratic government, we are talking about the government of the people, by the people. So I want you to listen carefully. Today we are here to consult with you on the appropriation bill.
Namhlanje ke senimamele kakuhle. Silapha kuni namhlanje sizovele igalelo mayelana nalo mthetho sijonge ukuba ibe ngumthetho kunye.
I know that during the course of the week there's a team that was sent here to come and embark on public education on the
appropriation
bill. So today tell us your views on the appropriation bill. And the appropriation bill is where we allocate, government allocates money to the different departments. So your views on how do you see the appropriation or the allocation of the budget to the different
departments.
Talking national
department.
So what will happen after this public hearing? This committee, which is a multi-party committee, will then go back and then we will look at all your input and then consider your input in our report that we will be tabling to the House.
Le komiti iphamsweni singamacela amacela okuhlukeneyo ikomiti le eyawuthi njengoba lithetha iqokelele amava namagalelo yenu esazisawugqiba sihambe nawo la magalelo yenu siyokuwaphalaza kwandlunkulu kuba abantu babona ngolu hlobo mayelana lo mthetho uyibayo.
So thank you once more for coming, because we are going to make our work to be influenced by the people. to be worked as is tabled to the house which has been inputted by the people.
Enkosi kakhulu ngokuphuma kwenu, loo nto iyakuzinceda ngoba igalelo lenu iyawuba ligalelo elisuka ebantwini, iligalelo labantu elibonakala nalo benegalelo kulo mthetho uyiza kuyilwa.
So these then would be our basic rules that we'll be using in our engagement.
Loo nto ke iyawuba ke miba esawuthenga phantsi kwayo yile ibekekileyo, masilade ke loo ndlela ibekiweyo.
So the rules of our engagement include respect each other and let's give everybody a chance to express themselves.
Phakathi kwento esizawuncedana ngazo yeyokuba sihloniphane elowo nalowo, sinike mntu ngamnye ithuba lokuba abe negalelo lakhe alinikezelayo.
Meaning that if somebody rises and is recognized, we must all keep quiet and listen to what this person has to say.
Okokuba ngaba kukho mntu uphakamise isandla wanikwa ithuba lokuba athethe, iyawulindeleka uba kuzole futhi sonke sithi cwaka sinike loo mntu ubani ithuba lokuba athethe abe negalelo lakhe. Simamele.
Well, as the parliament of the people, we will also try and be fair in terms of the we will not focus on one area, we want to accommodate each side.
Njengepalamente yabantu sawuzama nathi sisebenze ngokufanelekileyo, kungathwa sihoyiqalelile. Oko kukuthi sawujonga macala onke apha endlwini, sisebenze ngendlela efanelekileyo.
To run our hearing in a professional manner, we will allocate time for each speaker and we would like that time to be respected.
Kwenzela uba sithethe ngobuchwepheshe obumiselekileyo ngendlela efanelekileyo, sawumisela ixesha. Uba kuthiwe imizuzu emihlanu omnye, sihlale kwelo xesha silihloniphe ixesha elibekiweyo.
Once more, you are welcome. We are very happy indeed. You can see we were serious. When we all were coming here, everybody here on the top table was very excited, and we are very excited to be with you this morning.
Kwakho namkelekile sonke njebanisibona apha etafileni ngaphambili, sasanje siye sonwaba sisonke uba sibonane siphinde sikwazi ukuba nani.
We will now move on to introduction.
Siyedlula ke ngoku siya kumba uba sazise abantu abakhoyo kwelikhaya.
I am Pinky Yvonne Phofa.
Mna ndingo Pinky Yvonne Phofa.
I am the chairperson of the Standing Committee on Appropriations.
Ndim usihlalo okanye ongamele le komiti izokhetha nani ngembono.
I would like the other members to introduce themselves so that you also hear their voices.
Amanye amalungu endihamba nawo ndingathanda uba nawo mawazazise ngokwawo khona ukuze nike nive nawawo amazwi ningavelam kuvela.
Just for in case anyone of them speaks over the radio, you should be able to connect the face.
Ukwenzela uba kuba kukho omnye wabo othetha khona umathotholo, nilive nje ilizwi nikwazi ukuthi lowa ebenjeya ebusweni.
Thank you very much. I will start here to that side, and when the gentleman, the honorable member, go that side.
Da utara apa umujata kete kwela tara kuye kanga kano ngo.
Bolweni mina ke ndaba kwabantu abantu. Ilunga lekomiti nososwethu kwekomiti
utyaka undaba ilungu lalekomiti nombhexeshi walekomiti. committee.
Sanibona mina ngukhonyile manana ilunga lale committee.
Mina ngikusibongile kamanana kwalilunga lale committee.
Njani mina ngina Shila Mashope ngikuzwa sport member yale committee
lungu lale committee
Amala. I am Ahmed Manzoor Sheikh Imam, a member of this committee. Thank you.
Ahmed Manzoor kwale lungu lale committee enkosi kakhulu.
Good morning, everybody. My name is Alan McDonald. I'm a member of the
Committee
of the Good morning, everybody. My name is Darren Harris. I'm the Committee Secretary for the Committee.
You would never have a sense if you know Bala Wale Committee.
Now you know how the members say you must feel free and feel relaxed. We are together in this meeting, and I really want you to be able to continue to express yourself. No one will suppress you. And just really on the appropriation day.
Niyawazi wonke amalungu alapha khululekani wonke umuntu makakhululeke onwabe mithethe.
We are now going to start with our submission.
Now, Kalil Sakhen, who went by Paganism, they do it in Denver.
Now, any stakeholder that rises to make a submission, please introduce yourself.
Now, Bani now Pagama, you know, I'm going to show you a photo. Now, Pagama, that's the Bani.
Okay, I know I brought the searchers, but later on they will authorize to introduce themselves.
Akona nabanye zaba nabokola kambe tube nobe baphakame ukuzazisa babona bangoba nina.
Later, eh? Now we ask for comments on social development.
My name is Mervyn Abraham. I represent an organization by the name of the Peter Maritzburg Agency for Community Social Action. Madam Chair, just to say a word or two about PACSA. PACSA is an organization that was founded in Peter Maritzburg in
1979.
Primarily as an anti-apartheid organization. And since 1994, on the dawn of our democracy, we have been engaged in community struggles around the eradication of economic inequality. I apologize for only speaking in English, but we have a very good translator. Madam Chair, thank you once again to you and the committee for allowing this engagement to happen and for bringing Parliament into our community. PACSA Peter has made a written submission, and I just wish to say a few words about that submission. In our written submission, we have asked for a substantial increase in the allocations to the old age pension grant and the child support grant. We have also asked for a consideration and the beginning of the implementation of a certain check for all old age pensioners. We have also called upon the committee to begin a process of reflection around the possibility of social security for women who are
pregnant.
Madam Chair, I think we need to situate these proposals within the current economic
context.
The current economic context is one of crisis. When we look at our unemployment statistics, we will see that 4 out of every 10 black South Africans are working. When we look at the median wage for black South African workers, we find that that wage at the median is about
2,900
a month. That wage supports roughly on average 4 persons. And when that wage is dispersed throughout the household, we find 725 per person from that
range.
We want to contend that even if by some miracle we create 2 million jobs tomorrow, we will still have an unemployment rate of
30%.
And so we face an economic crisis. In the context of this economic crisis, we believe that we should think differently about social security. In the past, and it is customary in many quarters to think of social security as just a drain on the fiscal. The idea is that it is just welfare, and more welfare. As pastor, we would like to appeal that we begin to look at social security rather from the perspective of an investment that is made into the people of South Africa upon which a future economy can be
built.
The most successful policy in post-apartheid to eradicate inequality or to bridge inequality and to alleviate poverty has in fact been the social
grant.
In order to deal with this economic crisis, we have invested instead in youth subsidies, We have invested in corporate, lowering corporate tax in the hope that it will be the corporate that will eradicate poverty. Behind that idea is the idea that industrialization as we know it currently will continue on this trajectory, and we know globally that that is no longer the case. The world of work is This requires us to think differently about the economy. And we would like to propose that the social security system is an important economic injection into perhaps the recreation of local economies that can stimulate job creation in a different way at community
level.
But for that to happen, the social grants will actually need to make a difference. And currently set at its current low level, we do not believe it can either contribute to creating local economic development, nor can it build a social base upon which the skills for future employment can be built. Madam Chair, I would like to draw our attention to a research report just released by the University of Johannesburg. A research report that drew a lot on practical research. That shows that when a child receives a social grant, even at this low level, that child is more likely to eat a nutritious meal and not be obese or stunted. And that child is also more likely than a similar child not receiving a grant to be attending preschool. That is what the social grant currently is doing, and we argue that if that can be increased, it would exponentially give us better development, education, and health outcomes. Secondly, we know from Stats South Africa that 55% of old age pension beneficiaries live in households where there is no other income.
Yes,
and so that pension keeps that household
afloat.
Mr. Atran, you can round up.
And so, Madam Chair, in rounding up, I would like to say research is showing that if we put more into the social grant system as is current, we can get better development outcomes. Where will the money come from? We are asking for the appropriations committee to relook and to see what other programs can be cut in order to make
it more.
And one idea for the future is that we do in fact increase corporate tax. Because no matter how much we bring it down, it will not
create.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Well, thank you so much for the submission.
And go to the
I pray that all of you have heard what was submitted.
Yes, sir, but we will do it all for the weekend. Because
if, for instance, you're struggling to hear, you have the right to raise your hand and ask that maybe the interpreter raises his voice so that all of you can hear what is being said and participate effectively or actively in this
ungaphakamisa isandla okokwangaba umguqulelo okanye otyolikayo akavakali umcele ukwenzela uba athethele phezu.
For now, we're going to ask for your input, maybe clarification questions, comments on the submission on social development appropriation. I'll start from this side. Are there any input, comments, or clarification questions from this row? Mama?
Ma? Yes.
Thank you.
What I would ask Safa, where do they get the authority to come to us and take our money? When you ask why is my money having any shortage, he would say you have bought electricity and phone money that you have bought. You would follow this up until you give up and your money will never be refunded to you. Another thing which I'm also going to mention, I stay in the house, I have 6 children, some of these children are not even my children, their parents or mothers have passed away. I am getting a pension money allowance of 1,500. My request to you as governmental officials in front of us, how would it have been if you could at least raise this amount to about 2,500? That is my proposal, and my last proposal I need to mention. The house that you have provided me, saying that you have considered maintaining by giving me this house. We are 6 persons in this house, and it has got 2 rooms. It's a dusty area inside this house, and you can see how sweaty the walls
are.
And they are breaking as well. Because of our suffering, we are staying under this condition. Government people, please consider our situation. Go around, visit this house. And what is quite important is that we are daily voting for yourself. I thank you.
Siyabonga kakhulu ngamanye ozihlakaniphile. Siyazizwa ngibhala
phansi.
Khona omunye ngala.
Babili
bathathu nizokuba elayinini so that simanibeke.
But you said I'm telling you something.
Okay, Ibageba. We got 2 banja la. Kabalisana basakulu kuluma. 1. Kabalisana 2. 1, 2. Alright, lucky 1. How much left then?
Okay,
well then that's fine. Number 1, number 2,
bonke abazothetha landelani apha nihlale apha emva konke bakuzibona
nani kobaa.
Oh, the first thing was the good side of the person, the third player, the one that I'm going to go now.
I'm
greeting
the chairperson and the members in front and everybody present here today.
Nako Kotko, I was going to tell you that I know, and then tell them that social development in Yomba, Abad Abadala, Iman Abadala.
I wanted to agree with the person that spoken here on behalf of social grants, the money that the elderly people are receiving.
Because
people are right now unemployed because there are no workplaces.
So the money then he made it higher long.
This money is there to maintain the whole family while only two persons are getting this money. I also agree with the man who said that the money paid for children should also be increased to enable us to maintain.
And what?
I thank
you.
And God, should I pass a bill of testimony or should Palepan for the first time? Allow me to take you in the table.
Mother of Chapter.
Oh, yeah,
Mother of the Sunday.
Allow me to bring you. Why does it appear that people are angry in front of the table?
And now what?
Kanda ni baya. The United States are a good. And it's not there. That's not my dream.
What I want to say, you're the table in front of us. Please, if we are giving you a message that you should convey on our behalf, please convey this message.
Zorba kanda ni baya. Sila kanda ni baya. Sila kanda ni baya. Sila kanda ni baya.
These things I'm going to repeat this today, and I think it will be for the fifth instance that I'm repeating these things today. I think some of you might know me. I am the old man who said to his name. I think it is now for 32 years that I am addressing you the same issue of what I expect the government to do. My group, I'm working for the Kulumari Group Scheme here in Cape Town. It is long that we have been knocking on the government's door, but no attention is being given to us. The same thing today, I expect you to take note of. As we are
returning
to you again.
The
government, I have even taken 5 marches to go to Parliament. It was then said the government would come to us. That has never occurred until today. I was then called instead by members of parliament. They instead told me about money that would be paid, that would be school fund for children. We are members and we have never been as fortunate as others who received amounts of
30,000.
It is long that I have been talking to members of parliament. They are only writing this down, but nothing is happening there. Yeah, I believe that the people are hungry, yes. If you can look at them, you will see them. We said they should come here in your presence in front of you, that you should see them as old people, our mother. It is not all of them who are here today. It is because I did not have enough transport to brought all of them here too. I then took the few that I had and brought them here. And the government has officials who in front on that table know that it has been long that the government has been talking to us, but no response is being received. If I have came here with all the residents of Nyanga, this place would be full, but I did not have enough money to pay for the transport to bring the people here. Nevertheless, allow me to thank you for having listened to us in the manner that you have done. Are there no TRC members there amongst you present here today?
Baba Tresi, Mamalungu, Parliament.
Mamalungu, Parliament.
Okay,
even the TRC, they are waiting
here from Parliament. Only Pulu, what about the
Before Mama speaks, may I see the any members from this side would like to also speak? Can you raise your hands? Alright, I'll request you to also join this queue. So that you can move faster.
See, so well, how is it?
Okay, thank you very much. Shall we proceed?
Allow me to greet you, government and the delegation with whom you are. Firstly, allow me, I have the great pen to pass over to you. For you have been taken this opportunity to come to elderly people who are hill-strength and to listen to our pleading. Firstly, allow me to say, we greatly suffer under the oppression. There is nothing that was given to us.
Whoa! We need what he might have commanded. 1.5 or 1.6.
Now we are receiving 1.5 or 1.6 from the government. We have children who are in a dirty position, and with the background from where we are coming, where we have not been getting anything previously. I thank you for coming here to listen to the problems of the people or the citizens. We are really hungry. Listen, I'm Masai, not Holy Mnupa, man. Yes, before last, my house was burnt down. House that I was given by the government, it was a small two-room house. While I had 5 children, while it was burned down, I went about looking for bricks to build this house that had bent down, while this house was not even bent down by me. I thank you, government officials, while you are coming to listen to our protest as much as we are faced with this problem. I like what you say, it's still a new beginning. Please assist us, pick us up and help things for us. Assist us, government of Israel. I wonder, government officials, when are you going to fulfill all these things that we have? You must always promise us and promise us whilst you are sitting on that table. What we do not expect is that you disappear and we no longer see you again. That being the case, we will lose hope if that can happen. I thank you. Allow me to greet all the members of Parliament in
Parliament.
I will only address two issues. I have heard it being said, people who are old age who are supposed to receive money. People who have not yet reached the age of receiving maintenance, we are also suffering.
Hey.
We
got
Mama, So now I'm going to put my arm on the door. It's up. It's not going to be said about my mom who will be like, take their names down. So that if we are to make follow-up, we should then know that where to go and where to find Abu Mama and Abu Mama.
We are giving no attention. At the same time, we are having children. The children are starving. They don't have anything to eat.
The other is a blender with tears.
Allow me to go to a TRC issue.
Ineminya usubona ngisebenza noma ngokusukulo amaqhoba ngokugovernment wethu.
It has got a long-standing period as from 1997, and as we are here, we are having suffering that we sustain from the previous regime that we came. I am supporting Father May, the speaker that has just spoken about that here. I thank you now. I thank you that I see you and say Solidem Gaza. I also speak a little bit of Zulu language.
Ngisuka eMfreda, ngihlala besayithini kwa-B1416A, inamba lenta kwa-71212. Ngiyakhulela isakhiwo enasizela sona. Abakhalayo bethu babapheli ngoba izinto esiseni phansi bazo okanye ezivukayo kumele sizilele or isole kaninikinika ithuba.
I am from Mount Fletcher. I must thank you for all that you have came to us.
These are the ones that can do it. That is for me. The guy that is telling the other is a lady. The woman is on show. Umpati, no, so who can be taken and be carried in the public again.
I say, please allow me, if it's possible, that before you leave, to make sure that I get one white person delegate from your side and one African delegate so that I will speak aside to them.
That is how Kalevus and Yege, the Bebushu Yeva, Gumeni Nagape Kodi Omiyai, and what you
I was accused by a manager of a place for which I was working
previously.
And also a lady who was also did wonders that I cannot bear that she caused me that suffering. Allow me when going to the bridge, as there are still a lot of people following me.
They have
charged me and I was innocent, and I intend claiming an amount of 10,000 rand.
Unyaka wonke ngaphumjenzini babeziqwalasela uyayi noJohn Fontaine bebezifriend ngoba bemane fika bezintaphelele ofisini yabo. Ngakhushwa unyaka wonke ngahambe ngilala ngifuna ipheli ukuthi itenzenilakithi i-2000 kuyaya ngoba wabethana ngesimalo nkama uFontaine wamkhosha umfazami kanti nagqibezamandabalezi igrandi enkosi ngayo kodwa kusa kunazilumkela isukaphi le mali ngiqalela lokho baphambili ukuba bamefumana izisabhilisi kodwa engapha kwe-5000 uyiluze etaweni nondoloko lifumana igalise kwenza abathe bophula umthetho bajhutise kuyo
Okay.
the
request that
we
something
be
done with
regard
to the
grandparents. Uba the woman who knew no way that no one
should give us some
grant to the grand. Ubu Tata for 40 hours about the Magdalena.
He
has set up a pool.
He
got to the next day. He had a point of number, look for Bosch. Send us to the level, send us to the level. Oh, my God. I put my love in the picture at
the street.
I understand the check of that. You haven't been to the TRC yet. Go back up to the we cannot settle in our family.
As of now, my request is to represent us at to the power that be.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, Kung Baba, hola, Nelayo. Natanga, baby. So, get up with the next topic. Siabo.
I'm Chris Foka. I'm from the Kailisha Disability Group. Message to the government is we request that people must, disabled people must not be abused. We ask for special attention. Especially when people go with the pay
point.
Disabled people are forced to be accused. Opportunities also must be provided. One must not be said because one is disabled, one cannot get work.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Swa
Baba,
next.
Thank you.
Next,
Swa Baba,
next.
Yabuli Saba Wait. This is student.
I wanted to ask the panel,
Yabuli.
Our understanding of government and the policy. Must be rooted in the experience of the black, of the marginalized, and of the underclass.
In Pinku, the government must be prepared for Bupanele, Ebeni, Sikeshere, Ubeni, Ebeni, Yoki, and Yoki.
And having said that, I want to ask, how does the standing committee locate the role of staff?
Rupert, you know what? My question is going to be back and down in Kubo
within the current national discourse on radical economic transformation. Secondly, in a country where race and racism remain the political
force
for the exclusion and the inclusion of people in and out of the economy. Doesn't the committee think we must have a tax? I think that the first minister proposed that there must be a corporate tax, but I propose that there must be a white tax and a wealth tax. Because when one goes to countries like Germany, where there were Holocaust or there were atrocities committed against nations in Germany, the Germans received reasonable, sorry, the Jews that suffered the Holocaust received reasonable compensation. So therefore the white tax must run in parallel to black social grants for historical justice.
White tax is 0.2%
And I plead with the committee that this must become of national importance, must be regarded as a national security, because the social crimes and the discourse that affect only black people. Apart from government, as we await the unfolding process of economic transformation, as has been advanced by the government, each social plan remains an interim relief for black
people.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bengithe, ngilayena ingasakhulu kodwa uzakhumbula ukubengithe bese ukuthi wonke lamaro azawuthola iattention. The same course, right?
Over and above the fact that two 50% of the matters of enemy disaster, you are told to save another 200 friends from the 50% that you receive. Finally, that guy, that child gets nothing. He or she depends upon the parents.
And in the end, they are transport.
We have to pay money for transport, which is about 500 rand.
So they are saying that we are away from the soccer child. We are going to go to the transport, but we are going to
go to the transport. Because I, as the parent, is looking after this soccer child, will get tired soon because of the situation. According to the manner in which you treat us, because you don't allow us to take love for these children. Greetings to all. I'm Mama Muyambo. I'm going to say something about the grant. I am earnestly request that you improve the situation for us. We have to pay for funeral policies, for food. As a result, this money is not enough at all. As for my state, for example, I can please arrange a place for me to stay. As old as I am about to die, I've been in Kigan for many, many years. I'm born in the town. I was born in 1951. I left my home and today I'm still living in the shed. In the shed where we stay, it's got to be bent down. Today I'm still staying in that particular shed. I request that we improve on our living
conditions.
I can hardly wash my body because my house is very small. I've been to housing, but there's no result. That's my request.
Greetings to everyone.
Just three methods.
Firstly,
disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
Yes,
whether it's national and regional newspapers. Social media. Local newspapers and community newspapers.
During the week, there was a whole team here to give public education. Here, my team at college, also address the community. So there's another thing, that's why I was very excited. Because I'm not going to be here
our people, they don't respond. They don't come to
me. I'm different from the other
people.
So you must continue when the public hearing, please do come. Don't be discouraged.
It appears to me that I don't see a young person on the panel. I don't know whether my input will be taken seriously.
Thank you.
My first question is that this topic should not be limited to social science, because I think I will be limiting my demographic to social science. Because as a young person, I don't think the social
science.
Now, and you can't enjoy social science because the Bani Babu can suffer.
I don't dispute the matter.
But you might be for a sacrifice. If I look at the panel, this information has been
for my outside the panel to consider my input into the discussion.
There are still other inputs that desire by safety, justice, and policing. After that, Paramahuti and interrogate that input. Who's the education? After that, will be allowed to interrogate. Input, who's an issue, after that you'll be allowed to interrogate, but still away from fresh information you write and talk to that subject that is being used to the house. Put a water and sanitation.
Yes.
Let's talk about the economy is a very radical social economic transformation. Economy, now you have been put on the economy. After that, we put, that's why it's like a desire to play one, the social development. Might have moved to the next topic so that we can move fast and easy to follow all the issues that you want to raise.
We'd like to focus, not to focus on one particular aspect, but we still have a long way to go, and as such, let us move on as possible.
Yes. In regard to social development, as a young person, when I approach or go to the offices of social development, I always get with that faith and attitude. That is the concern in a democratic so-called society.
I'm talking about the democratic society.
Please, when we talk of social development, if a young person has the institute development for them to also include the social entrepreneurship. Ngoba ayiziphethela ngoba sisele siphiwe but singabantu abatsha sizama ukuphakama sizenze izinto we don't get support.
Yet we could have that ability to do things on our own.
I want to understand the power of this pattern in terms of the policy change. And in terms of representing us in the parliament, you understand the conditions that we live under. Eyokugcina
question yami.
Ngicela ukuthi sibawoye abantu abadala, nimake sure ukuthi ipolicy zethu zithetha straight kwi-condition zabantu abadala abaphila under zona because we face real issues.
I request that you give attention to elderly people because
matters pertaining
to them are very important.
Naleyi PRC abantu abadala abangazange bafumane relief after what happened to them.
When people were not given attention about it,
then didn't have your point. What are the right answers? I don't
mind. I would take a number of issues.
Thank you very much. The questions are relevant. Ma?
One is paid stationary for the first time that I've mentioned.
If you are
Information
as you are a parliament, what is full then?
Those people are supposed to be giving us information from parliament or from the government. My request is, give the center with those people and who be in the institutions where disabled people are taught. How do we make it possible to cooperate with all the disabled people to form a cooperative?
Yes, Andy, and you get a little bit more than that.
iimfuno zasekuhlaleni zabantu
ngokuhlukahlukana kwayo
babonelelwa ngendlela ezahlukahlukeneyo.
Okwesibonelo nje, i-foster care grant,
izibonelelo zokujonga imeko zabantu abahlelelekileyo,
ithola 21.1 billion. Ithola 21.1 billion
yerandi ebonelelwa.
I-child support grant ithola 56.2 billion.
6.2 billion yerandi zokubonelela imfuno zabantwana.
I-old age grant then ithola abantu abadala ithola 64.4 billion.
64.4 billion yerandi zokubonelela zemali zabantu abadala abakhulelweyo.
Abantu abaphila nokukhubazeka bathole i-5.3 billion.
5.3 billion rand yabona imali yokubonelela abantu abaxhalekileyo abaneemeko ezibaxhaphazeleyo zokungaphili kahle.
Kanjalo kwenzalo nezinye ukuhlukana kwazo kodwa zonke ziyakuhanda 1.1 billion.
Njalo njalo ngokushiyana kodwa iyonke 161.1 billion kanti imali iyonke yokubonelela ezibono zabantu.
Ikomiti ke izwile yonke umbono nengxaki eziphakanyisile kule sekta ka-social development, izothi ke ihlanganise zonke le zinto ifakwe report ebese ibize i-department ekuyiyona engundoqo ekukhokheleni kule program ye-social grant, ibese iyayicelela ukuthi-ke ibeza lenza lezingxaki ehlangabezane nazo kubantu ngesikhathi siyofuna izinto zabantu.
Ikomiti njengoba izile zonke ezibonelelo nemeko ezisaphazela abantu, yiyo loo nto ikomiti isizayivelela uluntu konkuze izive zonke iimeko ezisaphazela iimeko zoluntu zasekuhlaleni.
Komiti akuyona eqoqa ama-social grant, akuyona efaka ugesi namanzi, akuyona eyakha amakomiti.
Asiyo komiti ebonelela ezimali abantu, asiyo komiti efaka ugesi namanzi nembonelelo zabantu, zenzwa zizonke zo ikomiti.
Sengihlalo ngibona ukuthi-ke kuleyo sekta ibize ukwazi elekwesisikwena kuyi-social justice-ke ake sibheke-ke manje
sigqibile-ke loo nto ekosikisana masizeke kwimeko yokulungisa okungongene nabantu
ukuthi malini ekuyiyona ehlulwa uhulumeni kwenza sho ukuthi iy'nkantolo zethu amajaji wethu baqhubeka baba-independent basenzela umsebenzi.
Imalini ekhutshwa nguhulumente ukuqiniseka ezi-ofisi zethu ziyasebenza, ukuqiniseka iijaji zethu oko kulindeleke ukuba zikwenze ziyakwenza ngokufanelekileyo.
Imali engango-16.8 billion rand,
imali engango-16.8 billion rand
yona ke echazelwe i-Department of Justice and Social Development.
Imali ke leyo ebekelwe isebe lezokulungisa nomgaqosiseko imisebenzo yabo.
Kodwa ke imali akuyona yonke imali eya kusekta.
Kodwa noxa kunjalo le mali ayiphelelanga imali yonke eya kwisebe lezokulungisa nomgaqosiseko.
Kunezinye izimali ezingekuyona ingxenye yalo mthetho oyilwayo ezithathwa direct from National Revenue Fund.
Zikhona ezinye iimali ezingekho
ezizithathazeleyo mali ezithathwa imali esuka kuzwe lonke kuba ihlalasele le miba ithathazelekileyo.
Chapter 3. Chapter 3, justice. Ilawo mali zokufa khona. Kube kumaphoyisa.
Icandelo lezokulungisa yiloo mali ethathazelekayo masize kwengo kwisebe nozozo amapolisa.
Njengoba bemsini ukuthi i-social development ikhona ifika mali esingaphezu kwawo wonke ama-department.
Sele litshilo ukuthi nonje imeko yokuhlala ikhutshelwa imali engaphezulu kunawo wonke amanye amasebe.
Ilandelwa ke yisebe lamapolisa.
Ilandelwa yona lisebe lamapolisa.
Elifuna 87 billion rand.
Lona lifumana i-87 billion yeranti.
Ebese ke le mali ikazwa ngokuhlukana kweziprogram zedepartment.
Le mali yahlulahlulwe. Ikhazwa ngokwendlela ezisetyenzwa lisebe ezahlukeneyo.
Lokho kuquka ke ukuqasha kunokuqashwa kwamaphoyisa, ukwandisa inani lamaphoyisa ukuze kube ne-policy emgaqweni yethu i-SAPS.
Ukujongana nokuqeshwa kwamapolisa khona ukuze imeko esingqongileyo kube kwamapolisa oneleyo okusebenza iimfuno zoluntu.
Leyo mali amapolisa enziwe bese kuba yidefense
imali yamapolisa ibeke yesicandelo lezokusikhusela okanye lamadoda.
Amasosha ke athola 48.6 billion.
Amajoni anikwa i-48.6 billion yerati.
Ebese kuza ke i-correctional service amajele.
Kuze ke ngoku icandelo lasezintolongweni.
Lithola ke lona isixamali esingango-22.8 billion rand.
I-22.8 billion yerati. Elahlelwa kwicala lentolongo.
Chapter 3, ngunaka ama-resources lawo anikezwe i-social justice ngokuhlangana kwawo kubantu kwawo kuma-department.
Zihlalo nazonke imali ezinikwe licandelo lezisingqongileyo ezifuneka kuqwalaselwe ezineko zisinga.
Siyabonga.
Enkosi.
Ngithe abanikhazeleke nizwile moti madoda. Awonke la mantu laphume ngawo amaphoyisa, amasotsha, kwamakomajistrate justice, imali efakiwe
zonke imali ezibathwayo kukhona
makhandela. Sithi ke manikhuluma ke manje sela ukhona ozonzisa a-analyze ukuthi le mali bona bayibona ukuthi injani. Then ineke sengizabe sengiyagcwalisela or niyakhipha.
Ndijonge ukhona ozawuchaza kule meko khona ukuze emveni koko nongezelele okanye ndinike iimbono zenu ezizitshayo endizifunakuzwa.
Ndiyiunderstandile mithi?
Ndiyathemba ndiyiqondile.
Ndiyiunderstandile boma?
Ndiyiqondile boma.
Umama nabobaba ndibisisile mithi?
Mama nobaba ndiyiqondile.
Ndibisisile lapho ngemuva.
Emvaniqondile.
Sengizawubiza ke uKhulumani support group stakeholder to make a submission. Nilalele-ke ukuthi bathini ngale mali lesithume ngayo mali.
Okumele icandelo uKhulumani ngive bathini mayelana le mali ichazela.
Okay, siyabonga. Ubani-ke omele iKhulumani support group?
Ubani omele iKhulumani?
Khulumani support group.
Lenkxaso iceba likakhulumani ukhonkhomeleyo.
Woza mama uzofuna la.
Ndizokhetha kweli cala ke mama uba nguweke lowenza apha mama ngoba lapho kuwe. Mama, ndiza ngasemgokweni
ndiyacela mna.
Angithi ngimuchekesele. Let me direct this meeting.
Ngimuhlalo ndiye ke ndilawu inhlangano ngolhlobo.
Mama unenkingi.
She says she's heavy, no problem, but she asks when she speaks to face the partner, to look to them.
Okay. Well,
it's
okay. Remember that?
You have to address them. You have to address them. And we have also gone to Pretoria,
making our representations and asking to also have an input. As Kulumane support group will be using the Department of Justice as well as the DRC. We also approach the Human Rights Commission. We also went to the Center of the Public Protector. We also opposed Chief Justice. We also went to the previous minister and also to the present minister. Today we are happy that we are here and we are also bringing our input as to the budget of money, how it should be done. We hope that this committee, as it is here today, to listen to our concerns as the community, as well as the concerns that come from the Kulumane group, that our request will be fulfilled at last. I am not going to go for complaints. I will specifically address the issue that we are addressing for today. According to Kulumane, there are very many bodily injuries sustained, and the people who are here today who have spoken, many of them are also members of Kulumane. And the persons who are here are victims of people who suffered under the cross-human violations that they are sustained under the then apartheid regime.
The concern they are having, they are dying on daily basis.
Bona empilweni yabo basala nzima baswela ngamhlanje ngomhlanje ihlale.
Because of the after effect of that human rights violation.
Kuba oko kubangwa ibi kuka yesuphetha yokuyaleka nokubandezeleka kwabo abakufumana ngelo thuba kwakudlakazwa amalungelo.
That thing makes people now is to go down from generation to generation.
Oko kubangela abantu lihle isinga labantu ukusuka kumntu ngomntu ukuhla.
Survivors of apartheid
cross-border violence. yabantu abahlupheka bahlutshekwa zimeko zocalucalulo umbuso ongafanelekanga.
Human rights violation caused them a pain which is social or which they managed to be affected psychologically.
Amalungelo abantu abahluphekeza baxhaleka nangokwasezimondweni
physically
nangokwasemizimbeni yabo.
This organization was established in 1995 to
assist
to engage
with the CRC. Lombozo was in 1995. Uba Lombozo mausebenze Lombozo ekwakuthiwa yi-CRC eyayijongwa ngasekuntolelaniso nokuhlala kakuhle.
Continuing to work to resolve the unfinished business of the CRC.
Ukuqhubekeka balambutho we-TRC ukubhikezela imiba eyayisele ngemva eyayingazange ikwazi ukuqotshuliswa idigridwe.
Through achieving inclusive measurements of reparation, rehabilitation to all who struggle for freedom and democracy.
Ukwenzeka kuqwalaselwe iy'nkolelo ezazuzwa ngabo bonke abebesilwela befuna inkululeko.
To close the inequality gap through promoting healing, peace building.
Ukungalingani uma kubuyiswe kulungiswe lo meko ngoba ababexhwalekile kulungiswe lo meko zabo.
And to build a peace country.
Kudalwe ilizwe okanye zwe lokolo.
The reconciliation and inclusiveness of economy.
Nokuxolelanisa nokuba kulungiswe nezomnotho imeko yezomnotho.
To transform victims into victors through restoring human dignity and ubuntu.
Ukwenzela uba abo bekusakazwe amalungelo abo abuyekezwe babuyele kwizinga lenkolo elifanelekileyo.
To build active citizens who participate in our democratic society.
Kudalwe abantu asebelungele ukuthi bathabathe inxaxheba kwinkululeko yezwe
lakubo.
And to every issue raised by the CRC and to the result. Kuthe yonke imiba eyayithathwa lakubo we-TRC ibe yonke isikhalo isombululo.
Okay, ngicela kungena kancane ma, bawucela ukuthi u-round up esishilo ukuthi angithi maningi lama presentation so that azothola ithuba nabo lokuphefumula kwe-presentation yabo bese sesidlulela kwenye i-presentation. Mama uma ngaxoxa esihlukile nasisasala kunabaa kuzisabila sikhathi ne sizokhona ukuthi sikhulumisane nale presentation yabo.
I think I try to summarize it. I'm about to finish.
The TRC was established for truth, recovery, reconciliation, and redress, but it closed prematurely.
Yayizelwa kwakulungiswa okwekonakalisiwe kodwa lo mbutho i-TRC uye wavalwa ithuba lawo lokusebenza phambi kwexesha
ebelinokuba
yathabatha nje 18 lenyanga.
Only then did victims learn to that anyone who had not managed to go to the TRC were to be excluded for damages.
Basalungiswa ngoko abantu bakongaphelanga kula TRC akuba nanxaxheba yokuba izibuyekezo
Abe, we have been man of God finally today.
It took only 21,119 statements. Provided the declaration for only
16,000 victims. Reduce
the amount paid out from the recommended by the
CRC to 75%. Yes, I am a little bit of a little bit of a little bit of a
the list of those to be
repaired
and closed.
What
the granting of reparation to and the rehabilitation and restoration of the human and civil dignity of
the field.
Provide equal
treatment
and justice to all the
teams
of
upper state
government
violations.
Beyond
an initial
retaliation
strength,
now we are taking this. To reach an age now, 1,000
victims beneficiaries.
Within that, the grant will require a budget of 2.4 billion.
2.4 billion years and
during the verification process, which will cost 10 million. Fulfilling the TRC recommendation,
the TRC was
we are requesting because of the above mentioned of people who are dying on daily basis. That one, the playing field has been leveled, the balance of the recommended 120,000 per person. Should be paid out as a manual
grant.
Which is
1,500 for 5 years.
This will require an actual budget allocation of 150 million per year.
Yeah, by 150 million. Yeah, Ali, pay out mega isaulwe onyaka.
Provide supportive services to all verified victims.
Une poi call for Kaza.
Supporting services must be extended to all verified apartheid fraudulent rights
violations.
Presently, the annual support for technical education for victims.
Abonnez-vous à la chaîne et à la chaîne.
bafumane 70,000 mfundi ngamnye ofumene bonke abaxhomekeke kwezi meko abamele kukuvuzwa mabanikwe umlinganiselo olinganayo. Yaba yi-7 billion isibonelelo ngonyaka semali. Ukudlakazwa kwamalungelo oluntu kunika abantu imfale khona nezenza bacinezeleke bangakwazi ukuzimela nokuzenzela. Aba bantu bafuna izibonelelo ezimiselwayo ukubuyisela ubomi babo kwiimeko zangezolo okanye ebezilungile ngaphandle. Siyanika aba mabafonelelo ngokwengqondo baqwalasele inkazo
bayinikwe
izibonelelo zezikhono ezingaba
Investment in I hope as you are here taking a few people are listening.
you?
Equal education.
Okay, good morning, honorable chair, honorable members, and everyone who called in the conference.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm parliamentary officer for digital education. So we have made a submission before the Senate Committee on Appropriations as well. And before I get to the submission, I just want to speak a little bit about our organization. So, Equal Education is a membership-based democratic movement of learners, teachers, parents, and community members.
Abantwana, otitshala, nabafundayo, nabantu boluntu babambisene, basebenza kunye.
Our core objective as an organization and movement is to achieve quality and equality in South African schools and education.
Njongo yethu ephambili kukubona imfundo, kwayimfundo efunyanwa eMzantsi Afrika, mayibe nomongo, ibe nesiseko esibonakala.
So it's not the first time that Equal Education has engaged with the Senate Committee on Appropriations. We have made submissions before the committee both in 2016 and in 2017 regarding the respective divisions of revenue bills. In those submissions, the two things that we highlighted were scholar, transport, and school infrastructure.